moving ahead of schedule. Hoping this didn't upset Bob DiBiasio this morning. Bob, I think I might have called you a little earlier than I anticipated, but I'm glad you're on the phone this morning. Basically, we want to do like a Band-Aid. We just want to rip this off and get it over with.
Absolutely. Yeah, good morning, guys. Boy, what a weekend we want to forget. Getting outscored 30-6, and not a single hit with men in scoring position, and not playing good defense, and, you know, that that's not a good formula at all. So we need to regroup and regroup in a hurry as the Tigers come to town for three starting tonight. So it doesn't get easier.
What do you think Terry Francona is saying to the bunch this morning or after yesterday's game?
Well, baseball's not a game where you sit in the locker room and scream at people. And it's just not built that way. But, you know, he's certainly going to have, you know, I'm sure he's had a team meeting of sorts, just trying to, you know, let everybody air out whatever concerns they have, because obviously something's amiss. We're not playing well on any level, offense, defense, and pitching, and it's just we're too good for all of this to happen right now. And, you know, the only thing that we can live with at the moment is the fact that it's May. Yeah, we still have four and a half months of baseball to go to right the ship.
Is anybody working to clone Michael Brantley these days? Is that a possibility?
That's one of the answers, right? Well, actually, one of the things that's interesting is how important Jason Kipnis is to this baseball team. I think that's been overlooked a little bit, that you lose your number three hitter, you lose your all-star second baseman. And it obviously appears that he's more vital to us than any of us ever thought, even though we knew that he was such an impact player for us and a major, major impact player for us. You know, missing him when your offense is struggling and all of a sudden your number three hitter's missing, that'll affect you. And unfortunately, other people haven't taken up his loss, and that's what you need to do as a team. Is you lose a guy for a little bit, then everybody's got to pick up their game, and unfortunately we just haven't done that.
Talk about how important tonight's game and this whole series really with the Tigers is, even at this time of the year.
Well, yeah, there's no question that there's some importance in these three games. What are we, 10.5 back? You certainly don't want to see yourself on Wednesday evening being, 13.5 back. Need to make sure that you grab a couple wins or at least one out of this three to stem the tide if you're not playing well. Although, again, as we just said, there's 4.5 months of baseball to go.
Sure.
And still with them, this would be five games that we have played them. We get these three in. With 13 more to go head-to-head. So, obviously, there's still plenty of baseball ahead of us. We have to right the ship and get this thing going. There's just something amiss. We're not playing crisp baseball, and we need to get back to doing that.
Yeah, the weather worked out kind of nice for this weekend. How did the Springsteen and the 80s hair band fireworks display work out? Anybody's hair catch on fire at all?
No, nobody's hair caught on fire, but we had fun. It was a good weekend, no rain, thankfully, a little chilly, but good crowds. We just didn't give them enough to cheer about during the game, and people enjoy the dual promotions of the Sugardale Dollar Dogs and the fireworks after the game. So Friday night was a lot of fun, and Saturday as well. Yesterday was beautiful at the park in the sun. People wearing T-shirts and such. And, Key Bank Kids Fun Day is always a good time. So, but we got to get going and playing, much better crisp baseball than what we've been doing. It's just it's been tough to watch, and I know our guys feel the same.
Bob, we've had a number of roster moves over the past week. What can you tell us about Kyle Crockett?
Well, Kyle's a kid that, went through our farm system real quickly. We believe in the kid's abilities as a pitcher. There might be a chance that he could end up as a starter sometime. Right now he's in the bullpen. But, he's a young man that, got to the big leagues within less than 2 years, which is very rare. kid that doesn't throw, you know, in the high 90s or anything of that nature, but he's a kid that has a deceptive fastball and has other pitches to go with it and competes, and somebody that we really like.
Well, the Indians are at home for this series against the Tigers. What kind of things are going on? I see there's a lot of there's a poster, there's a weather day. Tell us about some of that.
Well, the poster, yeah, 20th anniversary commemorative poster presented by our friends at Key Banks Tuesday, tomorrow night, first 10,000 fans. It depicts the very first pitch of the ball game of the ballpark back in 1994. Dennis Martinez on the mound against Rich Amaral of the Seattle Mariners. So that's a fun one again for the first 10,000 fans in attendance tonight. And then Wednesday's a 12:05 weekday day game, and with a lot of those, we do a weather education day for students, and really is well attended by young people. It's a great field trip and an educational thing. Betsy Klang and the group at Channel 3 get on the field and do a really incredible and wonderful weather lesson for the young students that are in the park.
Bob, in just a couple minutes, Terry Francona is going to sit down with Browns coach Mike Pettine for Breakfast with the Coaches, number one. What's that all about?
Well, I'm actually standing right outside of First Energy Stadium heading in. It's Mark Shapiro, our president, is very involved in the Coaches Alliance partnership group that really just wants to make sure that all coaches are understanding of the importance that they have on young people's lives, that you know, this is what this whole thing is all about. It's the fact that the impact that a coach can have on a young person's life is remarkable, and it's impactful. And those are the lessons that we'll hear about today. Real life case studies, real life lessons that are involved in that from guys who have obviously reached the pinnacle of coaching profession, both Mike Pettine and Terry Francona.
They could probably indicate how much similarities there is from a little league coach to major league coach. There's some common core that deals just with the person's psyche and the ability to get them to perform
exactly
at their best.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, you're still dealing with human beings and athletes, and whether it's a 9-year-old kid who's feeling the stress and pressure, or the professional athlete who's feeling the stress and pressure as well. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
That's good. Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians. We'll let you get to your breakfast this morning, and we'll talk with you again in 2 weeks, because next Monday, Bob, it's a day off for you because it's Memorial Day. Of course, the Indians.
Well, aren't you guys nice? Thank you so much. Yeah. All right, boys. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians joining us this morning.